Are you more likely to bless others, particularly those who are giving you a hard time, or to curse them? Read on. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Romans 12:14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless them. Show kindness to the one who is persecuting you. Bless, pray, and be kind to the person who is taunting, hurling insults, and perhaps also hurling stones or the equivalent at you. Be kind to the one who has had great enjoyment in tearing you down. Be kind to the coworker who is sabotaging your work to get ahead. Bless them. It is the opposite of the way we naturally react to someone attacking us. Perhaps one would even say that defending or striking back in a physical or emotional way would be normal. Aren't we, after all, to preserve our lives and defend ourselves? More important than our feelings. Or is there a more important, better way? Is there a way that is more important than preserving our feelings, our jobs, our possessions, or even our lives? When we look at others as Jesus did, we see a different level of care and concern for the other person. We might understand them better and begin to see their hurts and motivations along with their background and fears. The eyes of Jesus. We put ourselves in their place. Most of all, we look at them through the eyes of Jesus. His eyes saw through the lenses of love and compassion. It is the clearest vision of all, and we are asked to take a long and hard look through that same field of vision. Blessing the one who hurts us. We are told to bless them, bless the ones who hurt us. We are to show kindness and pray for the attacker. Instead of harming them, be empathetic and helpful. Instead of cursing and insulting the offender, look for ways to show kindness. Weak or stronger than ever before. If you are thinking that this shows your weakness, try it. It will take a great, great deal of strength, both of body, spirit, and character, to execute this principle. This is a whole new way of living begun by Jesus and handed to us.